back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. So you know how when you're little, at least with boys, your parents will say, well, you've proven to me that you just can't handle this. So I'm going to go ahead and take this for a while.
Uh-huh.
It happened to me all the time.
Yep.
It happened to me with my mini bike.
Oh.
Where they're like, you've proven to us that you can't be responsible. You're just driving it too fast. You're doing jumps and you crash all the time. We're going to take this away for a week and see, you know, how you change. It seems to me that our country is like that with guns. Like every day on the news, we have reports from North County, North City about someone shooting somebody over something. I just saw a story today how at Big Ed's Mother Day brunch in Kentucky, there was shooting. This is not about the Second Amendment. This is not about rights. It's about, doesn't it feel like the parents of our country should walk in and go, clearly, you've shown that you can't handle guns. Because other countries don't have these problems like we do. Thoughts?
I mean, yeah, but the immediate reaction is going to be, but the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. But we should still be embarrassed that we can't handle our you-know-what.
No, I mean, it's just because you're allowed to have them doesn't mean you should handle them as poorly as you do. We should, I mean, if you're not going to worry about anything else, we should have much stricter laws and rules about and punishments for not keeping your weapons safe from people that will use them for bad things.
For example, we wouldn't need speeding laws if people didn't speed.
Right.
And so we wouldn't need laws about how you use your guns if people didn't act like a fool.
Well, I mean, based on the logic that you hear from the hardest core Second Amendment, because I'm fine with the Second Amendment. I think every law-abiding citizen should be able to own what they want as long as they're going to take care of it, protect it, keep other people from using it, and not use it for something terrible, right? But the idea that, well, laws don't change anything, well, then why do we have speed limits? Why do we have laws related to alcohol consumption and whether or not you can drive? Laws clearly have a reason and a purpose. You know, these are all things, and I get the response is always, but those aren't in the Constitution. I know, because they didn't know cars then. It wasn't a thing. They didn't have cars. They didn't know about it. They didn't know, they couldn't have drunk driving laws when there weren't cars. I think it's important to understand that while the Constitution is the structure and should be followed to the best degree that you can, it does need to adapt and change for the times, whether it's adding technology, right? Just like we're talking about with Bree Smith. First Amendment stuff. Well, should that apply to people doing deepfakes with AI? Oh, it's just my First Amendment right. No, it's not. It's not when it starts impacting other people. So as soon as you're impacting other people, you are now no longer deserving of the protection of your rights.
See how smart he is?
But if you aren't doing anything to anybody else, right,
mm-hmm.
you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where the Second Amendment falls, and along with the First Amendment. They're both the same idea. But when you start to infringe on someone else's freedoms, and I don't mean every gun owner, I mean the ones that do things the wrong way, then you can lose your rights, just like you can lose your right to freedom by doing the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't freedom in there somewhere?
Agreed.
Because you can go to prison if you do the wrong thing. You lose your freedom.
Yeah. Razor's Edge?
Yeah, I want to talk about some evil people that I've been keeping tabs on lately. Let's start by talking about some of these landlords. This is happening in California. They've actually done something to stop it. San Diego just became the fifth U.S. city to ban the use of, you guessed it, AI software to set rent prices. So these landlords are accused of colluding to keep costs artificially high. They're using AI somehow to be like, okay, if you drive up prices over there and I drive up prices over here, we can just charge people way more than what our property is actually worth. We make the right amount of money. This AI software will tell us, hey, don't let anyone move in this month. If you hold out one more month, you can get another $300 out of them. I read stuff like this and it honestly just makes me lose faith in humanity a little bit. That you would, I'm not saying that being a landlord is bad. There are plenty of people who own properties, rent it out to other people. I rent. I rely on my landlord for a place to live because I can't afford to buy a home right now. So it's a necessity, right? But then there are these like huge companies who do it specifically to just try to wring as much money out of you as possible. And then housing has never been more expensive. And you look at the situation, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, just like strangers, who are like, yeah, why is it that I can pay $1,800 a month in rent, but I can't get approved for a $1,200 mortgage because of this, this, and this? It just feels crazy. And the fact that AI has now entered the chat and is in control over people's lives like this and where they lay their head down to rest at night, it really, really upsets me and really bothers me.
I wonder if AI is going to become an excuse to where humans go, I'm just doing what the AI told me.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
How's that going to be any different than, hey, when we're laying off 10,000 people, hey, it's just business.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be the excuse that gets you off the hook from being called a terrible person. And I don't think you're wrong, Dave. I think AI might be that next shield that people are going to hold up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very wrong. I know, like, in real estate, different realtors can't collude together and say, like, okay, we're only going to do, like, 4% or whatever. You can't go behind people's backs, behind the consumer's back, and set at your rate. Mm-hmm. That's illegal. But they're able to do this with rent somehow, with the AI. And it's just really disgusting and gross. Speaking of disgusting and gross, these people are maybe a little less evil, but not by much. Did you guys see this $4.5 million Lamborghini yacht that sunk off of Miami?
It did. I didn't know it was a Lamborghini yacht.
Yes. And all these influencers were aboard the yacht for a huge party, and the yacht starts sinking. And as it's sinking, they're being rescued by another yacht, of course. And there's all this footage of these people, like, taking selfies and like, oh, we got to save the champagne, get the champagne, man overboard.
It's good yacht, like, to go down.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. But like, everyone's just like smiling and partying and having the time of their lives. And I'm just looking at the situation going, like, there are people who can't afford to eat. There are people who are using their credit card to pay for their groceries because they can't make ends meet every month. And it's just like, how did we end up in this position where these are the people that are celebrated? These influencers, the girl at the Kentucky Derby, it's like, oh, those are goals. Like, that's what I want to be. They're a good person because they're rich and they've got it like that. Society is just so warped lately. I don't know.
I don't know if it's lately, though. Like, I was just thinking as you're talking, we seem to have done this over and over and over and over.
Well, why can't we learn?
Yeah, like, that's really the question.
I mean, whenever I was a little kid, I wasn't like paying attention to wealth inequality when I was 4 years old or anything. But I feel like it wasn't like this in the 90s where the ruling class was like rubbing our faces in it the way
they do it now. They kind of hid. In fact, there is a Lamborghini place in town and they're fans of the show and they let me drive one. And this has probably been 12 or 15 years ago. And they said, Dave, you wouldn't believe how much money there is in St. Louis, not just athletes, but just old farmer money. And these people buy our vehicles for $500,000 and don't drive them in town because they don't want that persona.
Yeah.
And I think that's changed. I think now it's let's rent one and drive it so everyone thinks it's ours.
And also, like, if I understand this story correctly, they had two or three times as many people on this boat as you're supposed to.
Well, they were having a party.
The capacity is like 12 to 16 people, and they had like 30, 35 people on there. You're a bunch of idiots. Like, this is the thing, is the stupidest people have access to money.
I know.
You are absolutely brain dead if you think you can take a boat that's supposed to hold 12 people and put 32 people on there safely. You're an absolute moron.
And then when the boat starts to sink, your reaction is not to panic or to be scared or to start praying for your life or anything like that. Your reaction is to start filming and giggling and it's giving Titanic, ladies. Like, what is wrong with us? What is going on? And these are the most celebrated people in our country.
And they should have to pay for whoever owns the boat should have to pay every cost that went into that rescue operation and every cost that goes into getting that boat out of the water. Or are they just going to leave it there?
Andrew's awfully quiet. I think he's in favor of the influencers.
Well, he's a part
I
like, of the ruling
yeah,
class.
I think it's pretty great. I'm glad that maybe I can finally stop hiding my Lamborghini.
GS321. We had quite a KFC experience today, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
That is such an interesting place.
Two out of three of us really enjoyed our lunches.
Yeah.
I wonder who didn't. And based on the phrasing.
And they knew my name again, which was weird.
What?
Yeah, that one lady always knows you.
I understand the Papa John's guy does not perceive you.
He does not perceive me, man. You'd think when you go in there every day and I look this guy in the eye and I say, you know, I want some pizza or I have an order that I'm picking up or whatever, you'd think you would eventually catch on that, like, I'm here to conduct business. I'm not just here hanging out. But every time I walk in and I see him, it's like he's seeing me for the first time.
Wow. But you like that, typically.
There's like, it's complicated, right?
Well, this is like such an egregious oversight that it's like...
Yes, there are certain places where I feel, well, I'll have simply no choice but to be perceived because I am here 3 to 4 times a week. And so when it's like, when I'm here 3 to 4 times a week and there's no sense of perceiving at all, like I'm a little bit like, are you okay? Seems like there's
Did
like
either of you
something
guys
wrong with
try
it.
My pot pie?
I tried some.
What'd you think of the inside?
The crust was great. The inside was just okay.
Yeah.
A little bland.
A little cat foody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking of it in those terms, but now totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes. Andrew and I got the chicken and waffles. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah,
the waffles
liked it a lot.
Were excellent.
I liked it quite a bit.
Kev, what'd you get?
I had a turkey sandwich from home.
Oh.
A banana. I was like a little kid in fifth grade. Yeah, I had a turkey sandwich and banana.
And a fruit snacks.
A 22-year-old Australian man has been suffering from a mysterious illness that causes his body to feel hot when he experiences cold and cold when he touches anything hot.
Duh.
That'd screw you up.
Some wires got crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
Woman is going viral on TikTok for showing how Pizza Hut was keeping kitchen supplies, including pizza boxes and implements, stacked in the bathroom.
Oh.
That is so wrong.
No bueno.
Wait, what was she doing?
She just discovered it.
She just discovered it. That they had the boxes in the bathroom and they had like utensils in the bathroom.
Okay, I thought like she was keeping them in her own, like she would get a pizza and then just keep the boxes in her bathroom.
I was going to say that's
And I thought it was kind of a weird story, but then Rachel's reaction, I was like, well, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, where would you dig?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I don't know if it's worth all that.
A longevity researcher claims that popcorn can single-handedly help you live to 100. Doesn't say why.
Because it keeps you happy.
I don't believe that.
I love it doesn't say why.
Do you do popcorn at home much?
Yeah.
Do you? Mm-hmm.
Pretty often, actually.
You're going to be 100.
How do you doctor it?
Have this like popcorn seasoning, the special popcorn seasoning.
You're rich.
You can buy. Yeah. I mean, not to flex, but you can get like cheddar. You can get white cheddar.
Man.
It's pretty sweet.
I have to melt butter and put salt on it.
See, I used to do the melted butter, but that can make your popcorn awfully soggy.
Yeah.
Ooh, it can't be too soggy for Dave.
Butter salt is good, though. Have you ever had that?
Mm-hmm.
Butter salt's good.
And it can make a mess, too.
Yeah.
The melted butter
yeah,
can get
true.
All... I mean, maybe just for me, because I eat like a pig.
Do you put chocolate in it?
Mm-mm. I don't do the movie salad.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I'm not above a movie salad.
God help me, I love it. Most people would rather be trash talked behind their backs than not mentioned at all.
Huh.
How about that?
I kind of get that.
Because
if you're not mentioned at all, you're just not registering. That's probably not great.
Well, yeah, but you don't want to be upsetting all the people around you, right?
Yeah. They can trash talk.
Approximately 2% of people have a gene that makes it so that their armpits don't smell even without deodorant.
Hmm.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be a nice bonus.
They're doing what to make it not smell?
Nothing.
They're just born that way.
That's
like Lady Gaga.
Yeah. She has that. Oh, I get it. I get it.
That's what the song's about, I think.
Like, wow, how'd you know that?
I keep seeing on TikTok that a way to get rid of your BO without using deodorant is to put glycolic acid in your armpit.
Ooh, that's I don't like the sound of acid in my armpit.
I use glycolic acid on my face. It doesn't burn or anything. Oh. I use a glycolic acid toner.
I'm a grown-up, and I don't work outside for a living, so I'm usually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Even if I pit out, I don't smell. When I was a kid, I smelled like Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, I remember.
It was bad.
Yeah, did your parents like come to you and say like, it's time to start using the deodorant? Yeah.
Well, no, it was more about I just didn't want to take baths during the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would just like sometimes physically just throw me in there like a little squid. Then they couldn't get me out. You know, now I'm in there with my Hot Wheels and my cologne.
The bath is cold.
Yo.
You know who I feel really bad for?
Sucking water out of the wash rag. Yeah.
I feel really bad for like junior high teachers.
Yeah.
Because that's got to be bad, like, every day.
Oh, I remember I was in either fifth or sixth grade, and they split up the boys and girls, and we had, like, the fifth grade teacher was a man, the sixth grade teacher was a woman. The woman came to us and was like, you guys do not smell great as a group. Like, we've got to start using deodorant.
Ladies?
Yes.
And oh. Well, the boys guy did it to the guys.
The boys were getting the same talk.
Oh, I gotcha.
Probably a little bit of a different one, but they split us up, and they were like, y'all stank.
Man.
I remember our talk we got when the girls got the change of life talk, and it was basically girls are crazy. Like, I remember they were just like, so they're in there talking about something that's going to make them crazier than they are. Am I right? Like, it was
I heard that. I know that's right.
It was so 70s Archie Bunker.
I was
going to
say that straight up 70s.
Now, you have no idea.
I know that's
just
right.
Just wait a couple years. You're not going to recognize these ladies. We're all like, word.
Women.
The first speeding ticket was given out in 1899 in Manhattan to a cab driver who is going a blazing 12 miles per hour in an 8.
They had an 8-mile-per-hour zone. They weren't a big fan of round numbers back then, huh?
Pretty much anyone can run 12 miles an hour.
Now we just have 5s and 10s.
Yeah. I'm surprised those old cars even had a speedometer.
Right.
You know?
You're like, whoa, I'm up to 20.
Damn, man, is it interesting?
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Very pretty day out there. It's been up and down so far, as you know. 3:34, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, thank you so very much for your very sweet text to me about my mom. That was very kind.
Anytime, my friend.
Very
Anytime.
Nice. And it worked. It helped.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Made it through. Just try to be
years
positive.
Years of experience.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it weird how that works? How, like, you're doing fine, you're doing great, and then something will happen, and I will literally pick up my phone to call my mom. And then you have to go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
That, I don't know when that, it does go away, but it takes a number of years. We always had a deal on Sunday afternoons. We would call my mom and dad. And after my mom passed away first, dad passed away 3 years later. But that urge to call them on a Sunday afternoon went at least 2 or 3 years. Yeah. At least 2 or 3 years. And then you sit down in the chair and you pick up the phone and you go, what am I doing? This isn't going to work.
And everyone will get this. Like, I went to see my mom every Sunday. It was just Sundays with Francis. And I used to dread it, not dread it like the dentist, but like, oh, God, I don't get that much time off. And my Sundays are always taken up with mom. And now I'd pay $10,000.
Yep. Yep. Probably more.
Probably more.
Probably more.
Don't push me for 12. this way for a couple days?
Yeah, really one more day. We're in a bit of the blocking pattern we've been in for the last week or so. The western part of that block is moving through right now. So we have this little spin of low pressure that's just off to our southeast. And it's kind of neat because the rain that we've been seeing scattered is moving from east to west. So it's a little bit different. As a result, there's a little batch of shower and thunder shower activity from about Highland, Illinois, down through O'Fallon, down through about Belleville now, New Athens, to about Red Bud. That stuff normally you'd see that on the radar. You think, well, that's moving away from St. Louis. Don't have to worry about that. But it's moving towards St. Louis. So the St. Louis area is going to see some heavy downpours of rain. Nothing severe, nothing strong or anything like that over the next hour and a half or so as that little line comes through. The atmosphere is still a bit unstable tonight with scattered showers, a couple of rumbles of thunder. Still tomorrow, but tomorrow's partly sunny. It's a pretty good day, but still a chance of a shower. 79, 61 for the overnight low on Tuesday night. Wednesday is sunny, a fast warm-up, 85. Thursday is sunny, and I think I'll use the hot word just because it's over 90. 91 degrees on Thursday. That will be our first 90-plus of the season. We have hit 88 in April, but we have not hit 90 yet.
There you go. It's time to start my AC battles again. It's honestly, when they finally shoot crabs and I replace them, it'll be a bad day because that costs some money, but it will be such a relief. I can live like normal people again.
Just do it.
You just walk into people's houses with good air conditioning. They're just like, they're just having dinner.
Yeah.
They're not worried about it. Like, how are you people eating? Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So fast food chains are in a chicken craze. I believe we've talked about this before, but we have some new insights into the situation. Mm-hmm. There was a recent industry report that showed that chicken-centric chains like Wingstop were among the top performers in 2024. And chicken was featured in nearly 40% of all Grubhub restaurant orders last year. That is pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
Hmm. Chains that were originally built on beef are now doubling down on their chicken offerings, like McDonald's bringing back the McCrispy strips. Wendy's has a Cajun-spiced chicken sandwich. And Taco Bell is bringing back its wildly popular chicken nuggets. Now, you may be wondering, what's the deal? Well, it turns out younger consumers have a stronger preference for chicken than beef. So, and there's also a health halo around chicken. That's a perception that it's a healthier option than red meat, despite the fact that it's fried and breaded. People are still thinking, oh, this is a little
The 15 McCrispy strips I'm eating in a week is good for me.
But
huh?
You know what, though? I'm thinking about my kids. Nick ate his share of burgers. But Phoebe and her friends were always chicken nugget kids. So I get that. The Gen Z would just, you know, they did burgers and tacos, but not nearly as much. They could just eat chicken nuggets every single day. And her doctor, I'll never forget this, her doctor said, because I was a picky eater and I went through the dinner time battles and I literally sat there watching my friends play baseball for 3 hours until bedtime, you know, like Oliver Twist or something. And the doctor said, just let her eat nuggets and fries and give her one a day vitamin. I'm like, yes. No more parenting.
The top concern on Pope Leo's mind is kind of the theme of the day on the DGS, artificial intelligence.
Interesting.
On Saturday, he identified AI as one of the most critical matters facing humanity and is vowing to continue some of the core priorities of the late Pope Francis. But I think it's good that the new Pope has his eye on
He'll
this.
He'll oversee this, right? Yeah. He'll be the Pope in charge of AI. And the rest of my life, I was thinking about it. I mean, he's 69. I'm 60. Mm-hmm. He looks to be in good shape. He'll probably live at least another 20 years. Like, this could be my last pope, and I'm okay with that.
These baby names are number one for the sixth year straight, according to the Social Security Administration's annual baby names ranking.
Can we guess?
Yeah.
Olivia.
Yes. Olivia
are you serious?
Is number one. I promise
wow.
you, Olivia is number
Look
one
at you.
For girls.
Why?
High five.
I don't know why. They didn't give the reason why. Would anyone like to guess the number one boy name?
Jim.
Andrew.
Dirk.
It's not Dirk, Dave. It's Liam.
Oh.
Liam and Olivia.
The Olivia of boys' names.
Yeah, look at that.
Amelia and Emma are some of the other popular girls' name. Noah and Oliver are the other lead picks for boys.
Hmm. So you have a new nephew.
Yes.
Griffin.
Yes.
Whose middle name is his mom's maiden name.
Yes.
I love that.
That's cool.
Yep.
I would
yep.
love to have a grandson named Griffin Glover something. Wouldn't that be great? Griff Glover.
Yeah.
Double G.
Something. That's the coolest kid ever.
He's the Double G. That's going to be his rap name.
Mexico is suing Google over the Gulf name dispute. They are saying, you know, the United States doesn't have the power to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. I didn't know it was within our power either, but somehow it's working.
We just did it.
I mean, does it just fall in the category that we can just call anything we want, anything we want?
Pretty much.
Because most places are just going to call it what they want to call it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
My final story here, Zepbound beats Wegovy for weight loss in the first ever head-to-head trial of blockbuster drugs.
Had money on that.
Zepbound users are losing nearly 50% more weight over 72 weeks. So, looks like the brand name counts when it comes to the weight loss drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I wonder if those things will come down with Donald Trump's executive order.
Well, he was talking to... Were you listening to that clip I was playing earlier, Dave?
He said the guy has got the fat shot and it wasn't working?
Yeah, he was... I should have grabbed the audio, but it's almost funnier to just recount it. He was talking about his very rich and successful and smart businessman friend who is taking the fat shots. That's what he called it. And he told his friend that it isn't working. Which is
Wait, he told the friend that?
Yeah, he says, well, it's not working for you.
Somebody's got to tell him about his own appearance.
But he was saying that the friend was paying so much less for it in Europe than he is in the United States. And I saw someone quote tweeted the clip and they said, this is 1,000% about Elon.
Did you hear he quoted Sam Snead today, too, in that news conference?
No. What did he say?
A reporter asked him a question about this plane, the plane that Saudi Arabia wants to give. And the reporter was giving him a bit of a hard time. And he goes, you know, Sam Snead used to say out on the golf course, somebody gives you a putt, you say thank you, and you pick it up, and you go to the next hole. You should know that by now. You pick it up. And you go to the next hole.
I don't like him, but he has a way of connecting and making sense.
Mm-hmm. He really does.
That really makes sense. We know why it doesn't make sense because of the emoluments clause of the Constitution.
Right.
But when you say it like that, you're like, yeah, I guess I'm just being silly.
Yeah, when someone offers you a jet worth who knows how much money, you should just take it, no questions asked.
Have you guys seen the viral videos on the golf courses, like the tee-off challenge?
No.
Where you have to tee off and hit your first drive while they heckle you?
No.
There's these guys sitting at a table
and they're
just insulting you. They find everything they can do to make fun of you, and you're still trying to get your tee shot off. And if you do a good job, apparently you win a prize. But they're trying to make you laugh, so it's the step-away challenge. They're trying to make you step away from your shot because you're laughing. No. And it is amazing, and I would love to see Donald Trump do that. That would be funny.
It wouldn't affect me at all.
Concentration.
Well, the thing is, I don't think he would be like laughing along. He'd be mad. Like, why? What are you talking about? Be funny. People in power need to be crap talked. They need people around them talking crap to them.
So sort of like
the rest of us, like we all
Caesars
have that.
Would have someone whispering all glorious things.
Yes,
yes. Would, in 2025, we just have people heckling.
You need someone talking crap to you. Every human needs that. We all have it. It's pretty great.
Yeah, we have each other.
That's what the show's all about.
We have friends too. Like, I don't know. Who doesn't just talk crap on your friends?
Like, if I'm with my therapist, he's like, is there anyone in your life that ever just talks crap? I'm like, I'm fine with that.
You got plenty of people keeping you in check.
I'm good. I have a 20-year-old daughter. All good.
Yep.
By the way, remember last Friday when Phoebe hurt her knee sliding down a water slide at a frat?
I don't think you told us.
Yeah, I don't think you told us. No.
Oh, maybe it was over the weekend.
New story.
So she, I get a call. What's your date of birth? I'm at the emergency room.
Oh no!
And she was sliding down a homemade water slide at a frat.
Oh, that sounds safe.
And she hurt her knee. Thankfully, not badly. 23 girls were in the ER from that water slide.
Wow.
Did they all go down the slide at the same time?
No. The boys just kept going like, bad knee, bad knee, bad knee. This is hilarious. Bad knee, hilarious, bad knee. Yeah.
I don't know. Wait. Water slide at a frat should be a warning sign.
Yeah, it's a real warning sign. Yeah.
No doubt.
I got that same, wasn't at an ER, might have been at a urgent care. Mm-hmm. I had that same call from my kid, except it wasn't a slide. They jumped off a cliff on a lake near campus down at Bama. And same thing, knee. I'm like,
see, if she were just Baby J mascot, she wouldn't have time to go to frats.
Right. Uh-huh. And right, right. Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Dave.
Solves everything. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Welcome back, DGS 352. We are out at 444 today to make room for Cardinals baseball. Let's do a little preview.
Sure.
The Phillies.
Yeah, well, the Phillies are the Phillies. You know, they're, I think, one of the top five teams in terms of Vegas favorites to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. They're just a couple games better than the Cardinals. So the Cardinals are 22-19 on this 8-game winning streak. Phillies are 24-16. So you're playing a really good team in their ballpark. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a challenge. It's not like Pittsburgh. It's not like Washington. This is a much better team. And actually, this 9-game stretch is going to be interesting because you've got three Philly, three against Kansas City, who was red hot until they just lost a couple in a row, and then Detroit here, and they've been really good. They've been one of the best teams in the American League. So you got a really good test here.
You going to the Detroit games?
Yeah. My brother may be coming in, and if he does, then we'll go on Monday for sure and nice. Hang out and do that. It'd be kind of like his 50th birthday thing that we'll do.
Can I go with you, and he could hypnotize me that I'm Fred Bird?
Yes.
Ooh, now we're talking.
You'll be Fred Bird instead of Baby J?
Yes.
Baby Fred.
It sounded like you said hypnotize.
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 But you've got, this is a good pitching matchup series.
Okay.
So you got Libertor and Christopher Sanchez today. And Sanchez Sweet. Is top lefty, well, one of the better lefties in the National League. He's been really good for the last couple of years. Sonny Gray and Jesus Luzardo, which is game two. And Luzardo's another one of those tough lefties who throws 96, 97. And then Wednesday is Eric Fetty and Aaron Nola. And Fetty hasn't been great, but he was great the last time out.
Sure was.
A little different challenge at Philly. And Philly and, you know, PNC Bank Park, that, or not, that's not PNC. Philadelphia's ballpark is a hitter's ballpark. So, and the Cardinals, as Bernie pointed out, the Cardinals have been good at limiting home runs this year. So that'll be an important characteristic if they can do that this weekend, because Philly, as an offense, has plenty of power. And Kyle Schwarber's, you know, he had a couple home runs, I think, yesterday. Bryce Harper. But their lineup is thinner and weaker than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's really top heavy. So if you get past basically Schwarber, you know, he and Harper hitting in the middle. If you can get past Schwarber, it gets a little easier this year compared to what it's been in the last few years.
He's kind of the quintessential DH, right?
For real, yeah. I mean, he's a big guy, doesn't run that well. He was a catcher in college.
Yeah.
And a really good
Alex Rich's buddy.
Yeah, that's right. They were teammates. And Schwarber's a guy that just, it's always been about the bat. And that has just never changed. You know, he's gotten big. I don't mean fat because he's not fat, but he's just gotten big. And he does, you know, he got moved out of from behind the plate a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because he's such a good hitter. They don't want the guy to, you know, get tired and be behind the plate when you can hit like that.